Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It seems the American people are missing the point here. Why isn't the FBI and Eric Garland releasing the complete affidavit of the warrant raid on the home of Donald Trump? They say that it is because there is stuff there that would hinder the investigation. But let's look at this and see what is really going on. They say releasing the information would, quote, hinder the investigation, when they should be saying that it would hinder their investigation. And here's what I mean by this. Remember the Russia collusion? Adam Schiff kept saying there was more information that was there that would prove his point that it happened. Did that information ever come out? No, it didn't. And this sounds exactly like that. The Russian collusion was proven to be a hoax, and Adam Schiff moved on to the next one. And when his "there is mountains of information here that will prove me right" quotes, it was quite the opposite, and it was all proven wrong, all the way through the 4 impeachments of Donald Trump. Wait, there were only 2, weren't there? Yes, officially. But everything that has happened since January 6th has been another impeachment of Donald Trump. January 6th has been proven to be nothing more than a protest that had implications of the left pushing stuff to make Donald Trump look bad. And they are still pushing this, even though it has been proven that Ashley Babbitt, who was killed, was not a terrorist, as they say, and the cop that shot her was iffy at best and has had a very shady past. Has he been indicted for her murder? No. Should he have been? Yes. The latest impeachment attempt at Donald Trump has been the Mar-a-Lago raid. Think of this, folks. If this had been so all-fired important to do, why did they wait 18 months to do it? I will tell you. To harm him just before the elections, because he is running high in the polls ahead of everyone they have, period. And the not releasing unredacted affidavits? This is only for them to be able to make up answers to the questions they know are coming. They are just giving themselves time to make them up like Adam Schiff did. And if we stay awake, we will make sure this is all debunked too. Welcome to today's show, and we'll be talking about all of this and why the woke community is guilty of all the bad going on in this nation, why it isn't good, according to the left and the woke crowd, to follow the laws. Welcome to this. Welcome on this, the 19th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2022.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Hey, good evening, folks. We here in Albuquerque have had a nice reprieve from the hot weather. Today it's down in the 70s. It's absolutely beautiful outside. Of course, it's getting dark now, but it's been a wonderful day and wonderful couple of days, actually. Leftists are used to getting loud to try and get what they want. They believe they have a monopoly on protesting, and it's not okay when others do it. Ironically, whenever conservatives show passionate public determination, the left smears them and brands them as extremists and terrorists and other nasty things. A New Jersey teachers union released an ad using that very tactic against parents who dared to challenge the progressive agenda educators are forcing onto our kids. And some of the stuff that I have for what is going on here today would just boil your blood if you had a kid anywhere from 3 to 18 years old. The advertisement called NJEA, the same thing, came from the New Jersey chapter of America's largest teachers union, the National Education Association. The 15-second ad starts off colorfully and cheerfully, acknowledging New Jersey residents are a diverse bunch with very different worldviews, such as which kind of ham sandwich they prefer. Excuse me. The commercial then takes an awkward segue into education. But we all agree, it says, that our kids deserve a world-class education. And the narrator slowly asserts as the imagery switches to happy, brilliant students and proud teachers. The consensus around having great schools sounds reasonable. Who would disagree with that? The ad suggests villains do exist who do not care about world-class education. The pictures turn to ominous black and white scenes as shocking headline quotes appear, some New Jersey schools under siege, and don't say gay bill introduced by state senator. So when extremists start attacking our schools, that's not who we are, the narrator scolds. People who only want to fight to score political points should take that somewhere else. The headlines, along with the pictures, appear to suggest parents speaking out at meetings and gatherings are the extremists, and the NEA is targeting in the video. It's acceptable to have a preference for pork rolls. It's not acceptable for parents to express a differing opinion on what makes for a world-class education for their kids. The ad pretends that parents are only interested in political one-upmanship when they express concerns about the educational experience that will influence their children for the rest of their lives. It's an absurd claim. According to the New York Post, the ad comes amid a nationwide movement from conservatives to allow parents to be more directly involved in their children's education, which they should be. Republican governors in states like Virginia, Florida, have signed legislation aimed at empowering parents to prevent the teaching of critical race theory and gender theory, especially for young students. The Daily Caller reported, quote, defaming parents as extremists for standing up for their children is right out of the Merrick Garland and Randy Weingarten's playbook, Laura Zorich, Executive Director of Building Education with Students Together, a group focused on involving parents in their children's education, told the Daily Caller News Foundation. Quote, New Jersey parents deserve better than this NJEA slander. Standing up for your children is not a political point. It's a parent's responsibility. The NJEA should be ashamed of themselves for pretending they care more about children than their own parents, unquote. The quote refers to October of 2021 when Attorney General Merrick Garland wrote a memo instructing the FBI and U.S. attorneys to work together to investigate the threats parents pose to educators and school board officials. It was discovered in January 2022, the National Board of National School Board Association worked with Biden administration education secretary Miguel Cardona to lobby for law enforcement engagement. Randy Weingarten is the president of the Union United Federation of Teachers. She is infamous for campaigning with former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe in 2021 as he tried to return to office. Quote, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. And this is what McAuliffe said during a debate with Glenn Youngkin. No wonder he lost to Youngkin. Youngkin went on to win the governorship propelled by his strong stance on parents' rights. Weingarten also caused controversy with a Twitter post of a Washington Post article that called concerned conservative parents paranoid. The article also called opposition to critical race theory white racial grievance. Critical race theory has been one of the main issues driving intense parental engagement with education establishment. Conservative parents do not want their kids indoctrinated with racist ideas like CRT, which essentially it really is. Concerns about inappropriate sexual content in schools is another driving factor, and I've got some more on this stuff too. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis provoked progressives when he promoted the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which brought common sense anti-grooming education standards to Florida. The NJNEA ad was a reaction to victories for parents. If teacher unions are having to lash out like this, it must mean they are on the defensive. Teachers would do well to remember no one cares about kids than the children's own parents. Also, it's the taxes of the parents which pay the teachers' salaries. And this is something that teachers and the politicians seem to forget. We pay their salaries. It seems like the unions want all of the control so they can push the latest leftist miseducation trends with no accountability. That is a failing position. To warrant such a misleading attack like the same thing ad, parents must be doing something right. This is something that just torques me the wrong way. They keep saying that children are confused about their sexuality when they're young. Well, of course, we all were, weren't we? It is part of the learning process. But if the teachers in our schools start teaching the kids at a young age that they can be whatever they want to be, boy, girl, dog, cat, whatever, you're going to have kids that are even more confused. And they won't grow out of this until it's too late. The Boston Children's Hospital, folks, has been doing radical sexual surgeries on children from 3 on up. giving them hormone blockers and things like that to keep them from developing, giving girls from the ages of 3 on up hysterectomies so they never develop the way they should. And Newsmax was showing pictures of girls who, young girls who had had their breasts cut out and they had a big scar across their chest. This is sick, folks. And this is something that really has to be stopped, because our children's lives and our children's future is being fucked with. And I don't normally use language like that, but that's exactly what the left and the people who are allowing this crap to be doing. They're fucking with our children's future. And so many of them, when they go through this, it's irreversible. There's nothing that can be done to bring that back to them. And then once they get a little bit older and they start realizing, okay, I am a girl, or I am a boy, and this is what I should be like, but I'm not, because it was all taken away when I was too young to even know about it. We are ruining our children's lives by doing this, folks. And this is something that we have to stop. This is insane. This is stupid. And any teacher that presses this kind of knowledge on our kids should be taken out in the back and flogged until they stop thinking that way. And yes, I said flogged. Seems like that's the only kind of thing that will help these people to stop doing the things that they're doing to our children. They're doing them to our children because they are getting away with it. This whole thing with the Boston Children's Hospital just made me sick to my core. I'm just, thanking my Heavenly Father that I do not live in Boston, and I didn't have to put a child in the Boston Children's Hospital. If I had to put any of my children into a hospital like that, they would be taken out because I could take care of them better. That's just the way it is, folks. This whole week, I started out this week by thinking, well, I'm going to be doing my updates again. I did one last week, and I had one ready for this week, but I've been working on a ad for Carrie Morris, who I run an ad on this show. He's running for the New Mexico Senate. I keep wanting to say Senate, but New Mexico Supreme Court. And I am working with him trying to get an ad put together for him, and I got it done on my computer today. So I've been working on that for the past week or so, been trying to get it filmed and gotten with the Canon movie camera that I've got, and I've been trying to get it done. I've had to redo it 3 or 4 times, but I think I finally got it today. And my show, actually, I didn't really get too much planning into this show. And I see you bringing it, boy, is in there. Hello, bringing it, boy, is A.G. Garland. He says A.G. Garland is going to go after us here on BTR. Yeah, I can imagine he probably will. And not only him, but all the leftists that are out there are going to be doing that, because what they're trying to do is push all of this crap on all of us, make it seem like it's really normal, especially with these 87,000 new armed agents they've got out there. And have you seen these hilarious, well, they're not hilarious, they're actually scary, but these videos that have been brought out of them training these guys with guns? Oh my God, I think this nation is in trouble if this is not changed and not stopped, and stopped soon. because it looks like, you know, when they show these videos of these people being trained with guns, it looks like kids holding guns on people and walking through, not even having to worry about anything, because the guns they're holding are the only ones that are really real, and everybody else, if they've got guns, they just shoot plastic things. That's the way these ads seem like. These people walk through this gymnasium with guns pulled, and they're trying to tell us that these armed agents aren't going to do anything to you and me. I think we're in trouble, folks. And if we now have, oh heck, I can't think of his name now, but the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, McConnell, saying that, oh, we might not take back the Senate, but we'll definitely take back the House. Well, the way I look at it is we only need one seat to take back the Senate. All he is doing is pushing sour grapes, because everything that's going on just doesn't seem to fit his agenda. He's almost as bad as Cheney was. Now she's gone, and now she's trying to push that, oh, yes, I lost, but that means I can run for president or something like that. Folks, she's about as idiotic as a person can get. You lose a race like she did, 66% to 29%, or 22%. How the hell do you think you're going to be able to run for the White House and get it? It ain't going to happen. Bringing up boys is Cheney and Gabbard 2024. Oh, boy. I'll tell you. Gabbard, I really wouldn't be as afraid of her as I am Cheney. But neither one of them would be good. The one that I'm looking at right now is that GOP lady who is running for governor of Arizona. I think her name is Lake. I can't remember it right now, but that woman is a lot like Trump in that she has no filter. She'll come out and say things that just, you know, without thinking. And even some of the Republicans are saying, oh, you went too far with the things you said, but no, she didn't. This was awesome. We need more politicians who do things like she does. And if we can get more politicians like her and get rid of some of the ones that we've got who won't do the right things, like McConnell and Schumer and Pelosi, get rid of all of them, this country would be in so much better shape. And I know, with the things that I'm saying, bringing it, boy, if men in suits come knocking on my door, I won't answer it. I'll go out the back door. Well, actually, I can't, because it's a balcony, but I can set up a rope ladder thing so I can get out that way, I guess. But I've actually been thinking about doing things like figuring out a way to keep my money in a place that's safer than a bank. I don't want the government, especially the government that is liberal-leaning, knowing what I have coming in, which really isn't very much. And I always get a kick out of these things about these people who will steal your identity so they can steal your house or something like that, or steal your car, or put a lien on something that you own. Well, with my finances, if somebody like that tried to steal some of my stuff, they would get discouraged and decide that there has to be a better way to make a living, because they wouldn't get anything from me. That's for dang sure. This last week has been really busy for me, especially because I've been doing these ads for Kerry Morris, trying to get him elected to the Supreme Court here in New Mexico. And I've even thought about trying to put together an ad for the Republican who's running for governor here, because it seems like there isn't anything going out there right now that is on his side. All the ads that I'm seeing, and I thought that there's supposed to be a truth in advertising thing where if you have an advertisement for one side, you have to have an advertisement for another side. Well, that hasn't been happening, because all I've been seeing is ads against Ron Keddie, who is the Republican running for governor here, and they all are for Michelle Grisham, who is the Wicked Witch of the North. And it just bothers me. And so I've been thinking about what I can put together as an ad for that I could try and get out there to help the Republicans, because nobody is seeing anything from the Republican side in this state. It's all Democrat and what the Democrats feel. And I think that's the way a lot of these liberal states like New Mexico and California and New York, and I think that's how they stay liberal, because they don't allow the conservative voices to be heard. Even though California's got a couple of good ones out there. My good friend Douglas B. Gibbs, who teaches the Constitution out there, and Bringing It Boy's wife, she is a constitutional scholar too, and I've had her on the show. It would be really cool to have her on the show again sometime, but it just seems like everything that is going on right now is pushing the opposite direction that the America should be going. And as long as we keep pushing these things and don't have any pushback to go the other direction, things are going to continue to get worse here in America. And it's really scary for the things that are going on, because, you know, there was one article that I found in Breitbart that had Peter Schweitzer was talking about, and he says Americans have gone to jail for doing far less than what Hunter Biden has done. But for the same token, Americans have gone to jail for far less than what Hillary Clinton has done, or any number of these politicians from both sides of the aisle, but mostly from the left. It seems like they get away with things and there's not supposed to be any consequences. But in an interview with Newsmax on Thursday, Peter Schweitzer alleged Hunter Biden has acted as a lobbyist for foreign entities based on evidence from his laptop and commercial activities, and has violated the law, namely the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or the FARA. There have been Americans over the past 5-6 years especially that have gone to jail for doing far less on that front than Hunter Biden himself has done, Schweitzer said, not to mention the tax evasion and the questions about foreign corruption. Schweitzer compared the Justice Department's lenient treatment of Hunter Biden to the FBI's recent raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. It's wildly inconsistent, and it seems like it depends on whether you have a D or an R after your name, or what kind of experience you're going to have with the law enforcement. Schweitzer was among the first to report exclusively on the Biden family's foreign business dealings in the books Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Last year, he said the GAI had confirmed that President Biden was a direct beneficiary of Hunter Biden's financial deals with foreign interests. Now, if he was a Republican, he would not be in office right now. He would probably be in jail somewhere. But because he's a Democrat, all of this stuff is coming out about him, but he's still president. Nobody is doing anything about it, and this is wrong. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film by film called My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into filmic distribution. It's the story the establishment media doesn't want you to see. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading on September 7th. And this is something I want to see if I can possibly get for myself, because this sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool movie that will send the left off into apocalyptic seizures or whatever the heck, because it's something that they can't control, even though they think they should be able to.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September, as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Okay, one of the things is, you know, I have to get that ad redone, because Black by Color Only came back 2 weeks ago, and they will be back again tomorrow. So next week, hopefully, I'll have that ad replaced. Okay, we are back. I have been watching this stuff that's going on with what the left is thinking. You know, that there's a lot in the left right now that's saying that pedophiles is an old term, that we need to get rid of that because they're not as bad as they as society makes them out to be, or the name pedophile makes them out to be. So they should be changed. The name of what they are should be changed to minor attractive person. Some lady who is supposedly a psychologist said this, and I felt like beating her against the wall with her head and trying to make her feel like she is wrong, because she definitely is wrong. But we keep getting so-called experts talking about this kind of crap, and then we have things like this next story that I wanted to talk about, where a sex offender who is a pedophile breaks into the house, gets in bed with a girl. And that's not all that happened here. It says, this mama bear had to act fast when she was confronted with a nightmare scenario in her own home. Arizona mother Mayla Hogan of Paulden realized that an intruder had entered her house when her 12-year-old daughter woke her up around 3 a.m. Wednesday. Hogan said the girl told her a strange man had come inside and had lain down in her bed next to her. The girl said the man had been touching her face. He was singing when Hogan told him to leave, and he allegedly refused to exit the premises. And, of course, I physically removed him from the house. I was able to tell that his pants were down, the lady said. The intruder didn't immediately leave the area of the house, even after Hogan called the police. I heard grunting on the other side of the car, recounted Hogan, revealing that she saw the man exposed before he began running. The man allegedly threatened to drop Hogan, according to the Yavapai County Sheriff's Department. Hogan's 16-year-old son tackled the man as he attempted to flee, with his mother helping to restrain him until the deputies finally arrived. If I'm being honest, my mom got in a lot of hits in the man, said the son. In a disturbing development, the man arrested in the incident turned out to be a registered sex offender. Lloyd Beard, 54, registered as a level 3 sex offender in the county last week, according to KPNX-TV. He uses numerous aliases, including Justin Beard and Casey Beard, according to the Sheriff's Department. Beard faces several criminal charges in connection with the incident. He was taken to an area hospital with minor injuries after his arrest. They should have done more than just minorly injured him. But he's been booked into jail on charges of burglary, aggravated assault, criminal trespassing, disorderly conduct, and indecent exposure. Level 3 sex offenders in Arizona are considered to have a high risk of reoffending under Arizona law, according to Shouse Arizona Law Group. Beard was previously convicted of an invasion of privacy for sexual gratification in Colorado. Hogan is counting her blessings after a traumatic event that was very dangerous. By the grace of God, I'm a roughneck. By the grace of God, I've got good children. By the grace of God, we will prevail, she said. This is something that, you know, a lot of things are going on right now with the things that, let's see here, I've got to just look at what Bringing a Boy is saying. She says, after doing a bad way of living, when he was talking about leaning towards an anarchy society. He says, sorry, Robert, about my grammar tonight. That's okay. We all have our nights. And I know a couple of weeks ago I did a show, and I was just so totally bamboozled about everything that was going on. I did not do a good show, and it was probably one of the worst I have ever done. And the amount of people who listened to the show after the fact actually showed just how bad it really was. But the only thing that I keep looking at here is that people have got to stop listening to CNN, which, by the way, got rid of Brian Stelter this week. Yay! I'm so absolutely thrilled about that. His stupid show, Reliable Sources, the name itself is a lie right there, because all of his sources were just like Adam Schiff's. They were just whistleblowers and didn't have an ounce of truth in them. So they're not really reliable. He should have called it Unreliable Sources. He might have been still on CNN, but I guess Monday is going to be his last day, which is freaking awesome. when it comes to Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump is now going to file an unlawful search and seizure motion over the illegal FBI raid, which I think he should have done in the first place. He's been threatening to release the video from inside his home from what went on there, and I think he should do that too. But it says former President Donald Trump announced that he will file a Fourth Amendment unlawful search and seizure motion over the FBI's illegal raid on Mar-a-Lago in a post made on Truth Social on Friday. A major motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment will soon be filed concerning the illegal break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, right before the ever-important midterm elections, Trump posted. The former president said the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago violated his rights together with the rights of all Americans, and added that it is part of a continued witch hunt against him, when he added, "My rights, together with the rights of all Americans, have been violated at a level rarely seen before in our country. Remember, they even spied on my campaign. The greatest witch hunt in USA history has been going on for 6 years with no consequences to the scammers. It should not be allowed to continue." Now, here's the one thing that we have to look at right now. When Trump was in the White House, one of the things that was always said was that the left and the FBI and all of them were coming after us, but Trump was in the way. Well, here's the problem with that. Trump's no longer in the way. And with the 87,000 new FBI IRS agents that they've got coming out right now, we all had better watch what we're doing, because things are going to get worse before they get better. Trump is considering releasing the footage of the raid, according to his son, Eric Trump, who told Sean Hannity that the footage would be released at the right time. The former president also revealed the FBI stole his passports. And this is something that we have to start looking at here, because the media lied for them on this one. The New York Times one of those newspapers put out that the idea that they took his passports was false and shouldn't even be considered, and then it turned out that they did take them. That shouldn't have even been even part of that. Yet the way that the liberal judge who signed this warrant in the first place is one of the big donors who was one of the big donors for Obama, and was a donor, not a very big one, but a donor for the people who are running against Trump in 2020 and in 2016. That right there should keep him from being able to do this. And on top of that, he was recused from something when it came to Trump and what was going on not too long ago, so he shouldn't have been able to do this in the first place. So this whole thing that he did, he signed this warrant to have them raid Mar-a-Lago, was essentially illegal. It should not have happened. But because the left is so full of themselves on what they want to do, they think that everything that is being done, that's being done against Trump, has to be good. Now, Liz Cheney, or Liz the Lizard Cheney, I saw that on Newsmax today, but Liz Cheney is now saying that she's going to do everything she can to make sure that Trump never gets back in the White House. Well, apparently she hasn't learned anything, because it's because of her stance against Trump and against America that lost her Wyoming. But she doesn't see this. The left does not see these things. It's plain as the wall right in front of you to the rest of us. But the left wouldn't see it even if they ran into that wall and bloodied their faces up. They wouldn't know what was going on. And the things that we have to start realizing here, folks, is that America is being torn down by the left. And there's a bunch on the right who are following right along with it. McConnell is one of them. He'll say the right things for a couple of times, and all of a sudden he'll come off like he's taking a drug and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and all of a sudden he's right in there with the left. We need to get rid of all of the left and most of the right, and keep the ones that are actually doing the jobs they're there to do, and start re-electing people who will follow the Constitution, who will follow the Bill of Rights, who will follow the laws. And for you leftists who listen to this, and I know you do, laws are those things that are supposed to make it legal or illegal to do something. I know you don't have any clue about that kind of stuff because of what you've been doing over the last 2 years or 3 years now with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the riots and all the things that have happened over the last couple of years in this country. And now we have schools teaching our children that if they're confused about their sexuality when they shouldn't even be thinking about it in the first place, then that means that they can be whatever they want to be. And there's even a new term out now, which I heard on Newsmax. They're called furries. And this just, I've heard this before. I didn't even think about it because I thought, well, this is just too atrocious to even consider, but people are considering this. There was a thing of a girl in school who was dressed up as a fox because that's what she identified with that day. Now, if I'd have been her parents, I'd have made her go back in her room, get dressed in the right stuff, because she was not going to go to school that way. But I blame the parents, too, because the parents didn't do anything to stop her. This is stuff that we have to stop, folks. Kids are kids. They're still learning. They don't know what the heck they're doing unless they're told. And we're allowing these pedophile teachers and pedophiles in our government to tell them, oh, if you want to be a girl today, you can be a girl if you're not a girl. If you're a boy in sports, you can be a girl and win really big because you're now a girl and you can beat all the other girls. And the thing that pisses me off about this whole thing, especially with Leah Thomas, all the news medias, including Newsmax, calls him a her. No, he is a he, always has been a he, will die a he, and will never be a her. But the media will not stop calling him a her. And they need to. This whole idea about all of this that is, it's driving this country down the toilet. essentially. Yeah, and bringing up boys says, why do kids know more than us at 15 when the cutoff date was 25 years? That knows everything. I've actually been amazed at how much some of these kids know, and it's a scary thing. But the problem comes in when you have a kid that you know is doing the wrong things, and you try to tell them the right way to go, and they tell you that you're an idiot, you don't know what you're talking about, and they get away with it. There is where the problem lies in this nation today. Kids are being allowed to do what they want, and if it's not the right thing to do, and they're told that it's not the right thing to do, then they are allowed to say, no, I know better than you, when they don't. I don't know. This whole thing just drives me insane. If I'd have done half the things the kids do to their parents today, if I'd have done half of those things to my dad or my mom, I'd have had the hell beat out of me. I'd have been grounded for a year, and the grounding would have stuck. We have to realize that children need to be taught right from wrong. They need discipline. They need to be told what to do, how to do it, why they're doing it that way, instead of letting them come up with these ideas that they hear somewhere in school and allowing them to continue with those ideas. It's insane. And it has to stop, because we are essentially losing our kids. And when they grow up to be the leaders of this country, if they get to continue what they're doing now, I'm glad I will not be alive to see it. Because things are going to continue to get worse and worse until there's no America left. I've been in the process of trying to get together classes to teach the Constitution here in Albuquerque. And Douglas V. Gibbs has given me permission to use the notes and things and lessons that he does in California for his stuff. And sometime this next year, I'm going to be starting teaching the Constitution, and I'll probably be doing it here in the activity room downstairs in our apartment complex to start. But I'm going to be trying to get him on this show sometime soon, hopefully, so he can, because he is a constitutional expert. He knows what he's talking about. He teaches the Constitution. And it's like I said, I'd like to get bringing a boy's wife on this show too, because she is another one who is just excellent at knowing what the Constitution says, what it is, and why it's relevant to today. With everything that's been going on, folks, this country needs to turn back to God, needs to turn back to the laws, needs to start enforcing the laws, which they're not doing today. And we also need to start voting in people who will follow the laws and follow the Constitution and do the right things for the people instead of what they feel is right. New York actually has a Republican right now who's running for one of the districts, and he said that if he wins, he will do what is right, and he will not do what the groups who want to push the things that are going on in America to do. Yeah, including the Federalist Papers. Thanks for bringing that up, because I read those. The Federalist Papers are an awesome document. It's I have a copy of them here, along with the Constitution, which I read constantly. One of these days, I might, for the hell of it, start reading the Federalist Papers on this show and explaining what they are, why they're relevant to today, and what we should be doing to keep them relevant for today. Because if we don't, the founding documents of this country were pretty much divinely inspired. If we look at what was written in the Federalist Papers or the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution with the amendments and the Bill of Rights, there is a lot of wisdom in those. And if we just go back to them instead of trying to figure out, oh, what are we into today? Let's see. I think that we all should be puppies and we should run around barking or something like that. That's sounds silly, but that's what this country is heading towards. That's what everybody is starting to look at. And I see that really badly here in New Mexico, because we haven't had to have masks on. Yeah, they are a fascinating read. We haven't had to wear masks now for about 6-7 months now, something like that. I can't remember when the governor finally lifted that mask mandate, but you still see people walking around and driving around wearing masks, which is just stupid. And there was a couple who lived in our apartment complex, and they've moved since, but they used to wear masks too, but they don't anymore, because I let them know what masks do to the body, why they shouldn't be wearing them if they are not sick. Well, they no longer wear masks, which is awesome. But we are coming up on the top of the hour right now, so I will take my next break, and I will be back at the beginning of the second hour. Be right back.
Conservative Nation Media is the one network where America always wins, because we agree with Trump. Fake news is not where it's at.
The past few months, we have now heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, that he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM, as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins. Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Hanner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back for the second hour of the show. Call in number 646-478-5284. If you want to call in. One of the things that has been going on here in the state of New Mexico is that the governor right now is running scared with what has been going on. She's making sure that she's pushing. She's doing the same thing that Trump did in 2020, which essentially helped beat Trump here in New Mexico, because Trump pushed ads like crazy here in New Mexico, but he ran out of money for the ads when this time of year started coming around. So from September to October into November, the only ads that you ever heard were anti-Trump things, and that's one of the reasons why Trump lost here in New Mexico. Well, Ron Ketty, who is running for governor against the evil, wicked witch of the north up there, hasn't really been putting out too many ads because he's not going to do the same thing that Trump did. But MLG is. She's pushing ads like she has all the money in the world, which she probably has a lot more than people think. Hopefully, by the time the left, the Republicans start pushing their advertisements, hopefully it won't be too late, because it's one of the things that New Mexicans always did do. They will listen to the ads, but if they come too late, they won't. And that's what I'm afraid of. That's one of the reasons why I was thinking of getting myself a new ad and putting it together for Ron Ketty. But in order to run it, I would probably have to get a hold of his campaign and find out if it can be done. But with me doing it, that I can get it out there on the internet at least, and it really won't cost me anything except for my time to do it. So that is one of the reasons why I was thinking of doing this. But one of the articles that I wanted to read here came from Western Journal. And it said, in an incident replete with symbolism, a video shows the Biden administration agents opening up a gate at the border that the Texas National Guard had closed to keep illegal immigrants out of the country. That right there should tell you what Biden's ideals for America really is. He wants to destroy this country, plain and simple. But Fox News reporter Bill Melugin shared the video Wednesday on his Twitter account. He said in his first tweet, quote, "For the first time, we witnessed the Texas National Guard close and lock a gate on private property at a major crossing area in Eagle Pass, denying entry to immigrants, to migrants or invaders who just crossed illegally and expected to be let in. The Border Patrol then came with a key and let them in for processing," he said in his first tweet. This was the moment Border Patrol arrived with the key and let the migrants in. The landowners allows both Texas DPS, National Guard, and Border Patrol to work here. The gate has always been left open in the past. Texas is now closing it, and migrants have to wait for the Border Patrol to let them in. Melugin said federal agents have long opened such gates for illegal immigrants, but Texas is no longer standing by to watch it happen. Amen to that. Border Patrol opening gates, etc., to allow migrants in is not new. They have to process migrants on U.S. soil per federal law. What's new is Texas is now closing the gate and denying entry at this major crossing location, always open in months past, he said in a follow-up tweet. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reacted to the video in a tweet. He said, "Unbelievable. While Texas secures the border, the federal government is enabling illegal immigration. Biden's open border policies caused this crisis. The federal government must do its job and fix it." And what's going on now is Abbott is shipping all of these illegals in buses to New York City. And this has been pretty awesome to watch the past couple of days, because the mayor of New York City is going insane, because now he has to do what he keeps saying he's doing. He keeps saying he's a sanctuary city, that all you have to do is get to our city and we'll take you in. Now he's having to take these illegals and put them into luxury hotels, to where you or me would have to pay $300-$500 a night for. These people are getting it for free. Now my idea on this thing is pretty cool. If you ever want to go to New York to visit, go as an illegal. You can stay for free. You can do what you want for free. And then you can leave. Save all your money while you're there, because you won't have to spend anything, because the city will house you. But they're starting to get pissed off about this. They're saying, now, wait a minute here. You guys are sending all these people into our city. We don't want them. And Abbott is saying, well, you were saying all along you wanted them. Send them to you. And I am. Video on this article that I was reading was released as the flow of illegal immigrants into America has swamped border states and is on track to hit a record 2 million by the end of the federal fiscal year in September 30th, according to the Wall Street Journal. So far this fiscal year, the Border Patrol has made 1.81 million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border, according to data from Customs and Border Protection. That already eclipses the record of 1.66 million set the previous fiscal year. What will it take for Joe Biden to address the devastation and death at the southern border he has created with his open border agenda? And this was said by Ronna McDonald, who is the Republican National Committee chairwoman, and she said it in a statement on Monday. She said, voters know this is Biden's border crisis, and they will make Democrats face the consequences in November. I certainly hope so. Joel Villarreal, mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, said a new plan needs to be developed to secure the border, according to Fox News. He said, quote, you cannot have one state or a few municipalities deal with the brunt of this immigration. We have to find a plan, a national plan. And by the way, the border communities are in favor of securing the border, he added. The mayor said President Joe Biden should take the first step. If you're the president, call the governor, sit down, have a conversation, Villarreal said, adding that failure to collaborate means you're going to continue to have this divide about immigration and border security. There is so much truth coming out of that state right now, that one and Florida. And Arizona right now is also sending buses of illegals to New York City. But we shouldn't just send them to New York City. We should send them to all the liberal cities. Portland. I mean, Portland's already let the Black Lives Matter crowd destroy their city. It used to be a beautiful city. I'm not sure if it is anymore. But why not send them to Portland, too, or Seattle? Keep them away from here. We've already got plenty of them here because our governor keeps letting them in. But the things that are going on in this nation right now have to be stopped. And that's, you know, the problems that we're having in America has a lot to do with what our leaders are doing. Right now, DeSantis beats out Biden. Florida's unemployment hits historic lows. Private employment skyrockets. But the left doesn't see this as something good. It says, as the whole country has been struggling through inflation and a fickle economy, Florida is doing well. And it seems to be on the road to a bettering economy as its unemployment numbers dropped to historic rates in July. On Friday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that the state's unemployment rate had dropped to a historic 2.7% in July. And that's what the governor's office reported. As unemployment has grown in Florida, July's unemployment rate was the lowest it has been since February of 2020, before the pandemic began. Florida also has also seen this low of an unemployment rate three times since 1976, when the state began recording unemployment data. Private sector in particular saw outstanding growth in July. Private sector employment grew by 70,000 in the governor's office news release outlined. This is once again a historic level for Florida, since that level of over the month job creation has only been reached six other times since 1990, when the state began collecting data for job growth. Overall, Florida's labor force grew in July as Floridians entered the workforce and jobs were created consistently. July's employment data speaks for itself. Under Governor DeSantis' leadership, Florida is thriving. I'll bet you can't say that about New Mexico or California or Michigan or New York. July is one of the best months Florida has seen for job creation, representing an achievement the state has only reached seven times in its history, said Dane Eagle, Department of Economic Opportunity Secretary, according to the press release. DEO will continue to support Governor DeSantis' strategic investments in Florida's residents, businesses, and communities to continue this momentum and keep Florida's economy strong, Eagle added. But while Florida's labor force and economy continue to flourish, it is in stark contrast to the overall unemployment and labor rates of the nation. In July, U.S. unemployment decreased slightly, and I don't see how it could have, and it says that it is still at a high 3.5%. Folks, there is no way in hell that it's a 3.5%. During Trump, we had more Hispanics working than ever before. We had more Asians working than ever before. We have more Blacks working than ever before. And the whites were right in there with that. And yet they kept saying that unemployment during him was like 8.5%. Switch that around a little bit. It's probably close to 8.5%, if not higher now. It's not 3.5%. I don't care what the heck they say, because they are only counting the people who are looking for work. There are people who have just stopped looking. They're not employed, but they're not looking, so the government doesn't see them as unemployed. And that's where we're getting right now. The number of unemployed Americans supposedly decreased, but still 5.7 million are unemployed, and the labor force participation is at a mere 62.1%. Florida continues to outperform the nation because freedom first policies work, DeSantis said. July's job numbers represent one of the biggest month's job gains over the past generation, and Florida continues to outpace the nation in labor force growth. For example, Florida's statewide unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 20 months in a row, the governor's office press release reported. However, despite the still high unemployment numbers and stark contrast between Florida's resilient economy and the nation's ailing one, President Joe Biden has claimed that his economic policies are working. Yeah. On August 10th, Biden said that the slight fall in inflation rate and the 3.5% unemployment actually prove his economic plan is working. And remember, if you remember right, he was saying that when those numbers came out, that inflation had reached 0% under him. There's no way that's true. But Biden said, today we received news that our economy, here it is, today we have received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. He added, when you couple that with last week's booming job report of 520,000 jobs created last month and 3.5% unemployment, it underscores the kind of economy we've been building. Well, that's the problem. It's not 3.5%. I don't care what the hell they say. If they actually were telling the truth, it'd be closer to 9 or 10%. However, while the national inflation may have fallen a bit, and unemployment did not rise in July when the national numbers are compared to Florida's bettering economy, unemployment, and job creation numbers, things are not as successful as Biden has claimed. And we have to start looking at things the way that some of these news outlets that are not part of the so-called legacy news outlet are looking at things. They keep talking about how great things are under Biden. But if you go out onto the street and start asking people, okay, how are things going for you today? Chances are you will not get a positive answer. And as I continue to push what is going on here in New Mexico, along with what is going on in this nation, it just blows me away the amount of lies that are being told by the media, by the president, by Pelosi. One of the greatest memes that I've seen in a long time, it came out this a couple weeks ago, and I never really mentioned it, but it shows a picture of the Democrat donkey. And it says, monkeypox, the disease that is killing America. And it shows the Democrat donkey. That it's one of the things that just was so cute. I don't know. There's so much that you can talk about from what is going on. Like the Biden administration accused of dirty inside deal by group of furious 9/11 families. That was a headline. Biden hit with four Pinocchios, gets numbers so wrong twice he's fact-checked by Washington Post. And then there was an op-ed that our federal agencies becoming weapons of tyranny. Yeah, I think they are. FBI fraud. Agent admits guilt. Destroyed evidence in case against pro-Trump lawmaker. That one caught my attention. The former FBI agent has admitted to destroying evidence connected to the 2018 corruption trial of a pro-Trump former Arkansas state senator. Robert Cesario pleaded guilty to a charge of corrupt destruction of record in an official proceeding on Wednesday, according to KATV-TV. Cesario accepted a plea bargain with prosecutors in doing so. Now, that's something because he's a Democrat. They'll offer these things like a plea bargain so you don't have to spend so much time in jail. We can give you a plea bargain. Maybe we can let you out for being good or something like that. Former agent admitted to deleting files requested by a federal court for analysis in the trial of Arkansas State Senator John Woods. Cesario stated as part of the plea deal, I erased the contents of the computer hard drive, knowing that the court had ordered that the computer be submitted for forensic examination. Now, what I have to say here is when it comes to that kind of thing, what in the heck is so different between this case and what Hillary Clinton did with her computers when they were subpoenaed and she was supposed to turn them over to the government? If you all remember, she destroyed them and used bleach on them and hammers and things to destroy the evidence that was there. And after she did that, the FBI said, oh, there's nothing to see here. She's as innocent as the white snow that falls in December. Cold, too. But he went on to say he did this with the intention of making the contents of the computer's hard drive unavailable for forensic examination. Well, isn't that what Clinton did? Isn't that what Clinton did? Yes, it is. Why isn't Clinton being put on trial for this? Why isn't Clinton in prison for this? She's not, because just like Biden, just like Hunter Biden, they're Democrats, so they will be protected by the Democrat machine, whether we want to admit that or not. And if we just look at what is going on in this nation, we'll see this. It's a double standard of our judicial system. Anyone who voted for Trump right now should be afraid of the FBI coming to your door and saying, okay, step aside. We're going to ransack your place because you voted for Trump. And it'll probably happen in states like New Mexico or New York or California, where the liberals run everything. The liberals will run right in there and say, oh, yeah, they need to be done. This needs to be done. The FBI can do what they want. If you live in a state like Florida or Texas or Oklahoma, you're a little safer. But I still see things like that happening, even in those states, because no one has the balls to stand up and say, no, wait a minute, this has got to stop. We're destroying this nation. It's time to start doing what is right instead of what the left says is right. Everything that we're doing, folks, from letting the Leah Thomases of the world say, oh, I'm a girl, so I can compete against girls and win and be famous. We need to stop calling these morons girls, because they're not. We need to stop calling them her, because he's not. Plain and simple. That's the one thing that I don't know if Black by Color Only calls him a girl, or if American by Design called him a girl when they were on, or if Chris Mango, who had his show last summer, would have called him a her. I know that on this show, he never will be called a her, because he's not. He cheated girls out of something that they have worked their life to win, because he suddenly decided that as a man, he couldn't do any better than 253rd place or 453rd place, something like that. So he would make himself a girl, say, I'm a girl today. I'm going to compete against the girls and win. And then we had that magazine, and it's Time or somebody, named him Woman of the Year, for crying out loud. And this Rachel Levine, he is another one. Never hearing their names, their actual names, I have to revert to Rachel Levine or Leah Thomas. But they're both men, and I don't care who says they aren't, they're men. If both of them died today and they did a forensic examination of them, their DNA would call them a man. We will be right back.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back.
A show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her Constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military, too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins. In these uncertain times of rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Kerry Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Kerry understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Kerry J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. Paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Kerry J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer. Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show. One of the things that I was looking at, the FBI unit that led the Mar-a-Lago raid already was discredited when they led the fake Trump-Russia investigation. And yes, it's the same person, same people. FBI's alarming raid on the Florida home for former President Donald Trump was politically motivated and a witch hunt, just like the 2016 Russia collusion hoax was, and just like I said at the beginning of the show. This isn't a surprising conclusion once you learn that the same motley crew of anti-Trump FBI officials who led the discredited Russiagate hoax were behind the August 8th raid on the 45th president's Mar-a-Lago mansion. Numerous intelligence sources told investigative journalist Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations that the home intrusion was unprecedented in its expansive scope and shady origins. The FBI's 9-hour, 30-agent raid of the former president's Florida estate is part of a counterintelligence case run out of Washington, not Miami, as has been widely reported. According to the FBI, these case documents and sources with knowledge of the matter, Real Clear Investigations reported, the Bureau's Counterintelligence Division led the 2016-2017 Russia collusion investigation of Trump, codenamed Crossfire Hurricane, RCI noted. Stunningly, several members of the same dubious FBI unit are currently under active investigation by the agency's disciplinary arm, the Office of Professional Responsibility. Under normal circumstances, this would disqualify this group from being involved in another contrived Trump probe. Making matters worse is that this same cast of characters is also being scrutinized by Special Counsel John Durham, who's investigating the FBI's alleged abuses of power and political bias during its failed Russiagate gambit. If these people who were part of a major hoax that involved criminal activity and displays of bias and seriously flawed judgment are still involved, then it's a major scandal. Former FBI counterintelligence official and lawyer Mark Wyuk told RCI. For instance, supervisory intelligence and analyst Brian Auten, a key member of the 2016 Russiagate team, remains involved in politically sensitive investigations, even though whistleblowers have alleged that Auten tried to falsely discredit derogatory evidence against Hunter Biden during the 2020 campaign by labeling it Russian disinformation, an assessment that caused investigative activity to cease. And this Real Clear Investigations pointed this out. Auten has been under internal investigation since 2019, which means he shouldn't have been involved in this at all. When the DOJ's Inspector General Michael Horowitz referred him for disciplinary review for his role in vetting a Hillary Clinton campaign funded dossier used by the FBI to obtain a series of wiretap warrants to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, according to RCI. Horowitz, who was appointed in 2012 by then-President Barack Obama, specifically singled out Auten for cutting a number of corners in the verification process and even allowing information he knew to be incorrect slip into warrant affidavits and mislead the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. Given those damning findings by the Obama-appointed Inspector General, it's mind-boggling that Auten still has a job. But that's because he's a Democrat, don't you know? Michael Biasello, a 27-year FBI veteran, told RCI, it's a disgrace that Auten is still even employed by the Bureau. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker was also stunned by the vague, wide-ranging scope of the search warrant that agents used to raid Trump's private residence. This is a huge, broad search warrant and a huge, broad investigation leveled against the former president, Swecker told RCI. According to Swecker, the search on Trump's home was far more invasive than first reported and included unsupervised snooping in several dozen bedrooms, as well as numerous storage rooms and closets, including those of the former First Lady. What the hell were they doing there? FBI agents took numerous boxes and containers of documents and other material, including several binders of photos and even three passports held by the former president, even though they denied that. It's obvious to anyone who's being objective that this disgusting raid on Trump's home was a corrupt abuse of power. It shows that the Biden administration has weaponized our intelligence agencies to target and persecute its political opponents. If the FBI and this White House can do this to a billionaire former president, it can do this and much worse to the average American who's not rich, powerful, or connected. In descending on Mar-a-Lago, the Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation shifted the U.S. into the category of countries whose ruling parties use government power to investigate political rivals, Kimberly Strassel observed in the Wall Street Journal. No attorney general has ever signed off on a raid on a former president's home in what could be good groundwork for criminal charges. Americans cannot let this stand. It's a slippery slope for the nation to devolve into a despotic third world banana republic. But what the Democrats and their media stooges have always seemed to forget is that what goes around comes around. And whether they acknowledge it or not, payback is coming. Just ask Liz Cheney and Brian Stelzer. And I have to love that one. The other one that I had found is the next one, that CNN frames $3.92 a gallon gas average as $100 a month pay raise for Americans. I would like to slap whoever put that out in the face and give them the facts. Gas, when Biden, just before Biden took the White House, here in Albuquerque, was $1.49 a gallon at places. Now the cheapest you'll ever find it here in Albuquerque is like $3.21 a gallon. If gas going from $4 a gallon to $3.92 averages out as $100 a month pay raise for Americans, what does going from $1.49 to $3.12 or $3.21 a gallon constitute as? Definitely not giving more money to Americans, that's for sure. But the CNN business article published Friday directs Americans to view the mild decline in gas prices as a $100 a month raise, even though the national average for a gallon of gas is still a whopping $3.92 per the American Automobile Association. But they said the steady drop in gas prices over the past few months has turned into an unexpected form of economic stimulus, coming at a time when the Federal Reserve is trying to cool the economy and battle rising prices with higher interest rates. Since hitting a record of $5.02 a gallon in June of 14, the national average for regular gas is down $1.10 or 22% to $3.92, according to AAA. That average has now fallen for 67 consecutive days. Well, here in Albuquerque, we have gas stations, like I said. There's one that I go to that has gas for $3.21 a gallon right now. But just go right down the street and it's $3.67 a gallon. Go down the street a little farther and it's $3.99. Gas is not coming down, folks. This whole idea, what is going on right now, is Biden and the Democrats are working to make sure that gas prices come down before the election, so the American people, who usually forget things really fast and gloriously, they forget that gas was at $5.02 a gallon because of Biden's policies. And it started at $1.49 a gallon or $2 a gallon. Went to $5 a gallon because of Biden's policies. Bringing a voice as elections come and go, the people I worry about are the unelected people running amok and unaccountable. Absolutely, and I've talked about them before. There are so many in our government who are totally unaccountable. They were not elected, and they don't have a term. We keep talking about term limits for Congress and term limits for the House and the Senate. But these people that Bringing It Boy was talking about are unelected. They're kind of like a sitting judge. His appointment to being a judge is a lifetime thing, or until he decides he doesn't want it anymore. He or she, I'm sorry. But that's what these people that Bringing It Boy was talking about. The people who are unelected people and they're running amok, and they're totally unaccountable. There's no accounting for them at all. This is another part of our government that needs to be gotten rid of. And actually, the best thing we could do is just vote every damn one of them out of office and put in constitutional people who will follow the laws, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers follow these things. Believe in God and stop the schools from teaching our children that they can be whatever they want to be, even puppies or foxes, or if you're a boy, teach you that you can be a girl, or if you're a girl, teach you that you can be a boy. All you have to do is just feel that way. But we need to get rid of the FBI right now, because they are just as corrupt as possible as can be. The CIA, DOJ, all of that has been weaponized by the left, and the right has allowed this. And the ones that haven't allowed it are not in a big enough majority to stop it. There are those like Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz who have talked about this, how this has to stop, but they're not in the position of power that they need to be in to stop it. We need to start electing more people who will actually do what is needed to save this country from what the left has planned for us. Because the left has some horrible shit planned for this country. And if you just look at what they're doing right now, you'll see it. But we have too many idiots who will only read the New York Times, the Albuquerque Journal, the LA Times, newspapers that wouldn't know the truth if it introduced itself to them. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, even Fox now. We need to start listening to other news sources. Because as long as we listen to all of these sources that I just named off, nothing's going to change. People like Bringing It Boy, his wife, Douglas V. Gibbs, and the people who do shows on CNN here, and like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, who's no longer here, and Michael Savage, and all of these other people who actually will put out there what is really going on. We need to start listening to that instead of CNN. There's CNN. Instead of MSNBC and Rachel Madcow Disease. I think I did. I've said a few things tonight, I'll tell you. Yeah, I did. But we have to stop all this. Because the left and many on the right are destroying this country. And many of the people who are out here know something's wrong, but they're reading the wrong news, listening to the wrong news organizations. Like CNN can tell a story, and they're so good at lying that all they have to do is just tell the story about how Trump was doing the wrong things and give you the reasons for it. And it sounds plausible, but it's not. Which makes it harder for people like me and Douglas V. Gibbs and Michael Savage and all these other people who actually will look and find out what the heck is going on. Even Horowitz, who is a liberal lawyer, he's been on Newsmax lately coming down on Biden, coming down on what the left is doing to this country. And he is a liberal. He does not like what is going on because he is using the law as he has learned it and is actually using his brain to figure out what the heck is going on. Too many people do not do this. You're bad. I was actually kind of thinking that my passion was just kind of coming and going here tonight, because there's been a couple of times I've just kind of run out of what to say, and then I have to read another article. But this, you know, the things that I'm looking at here is like this whole article about how gas at $3.92 averages out as $100 a month pay raise for Americans. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. CNN, you ought to be freaking ashamed of yourselves for that. Where were you when the prices were at $2, average $2 a gallon, when Trump left office? Where were you when prices started going up? You didn't say anything then. Of course you didn't, because it equaled out to like $700 a month pay decrease for Americans. While taxes were going up all over the place, food prices were going up, everything that we have to buy is going up. Yet the only time that CNN has anything to say about it is when gas comes down a little bit and they say that it averages out to $100 a month pay raise for Americans. No, that's just getting back $100 of what you guys stole from us in the first place when you started to let the gas prices and the food prices and everything else rise to exorbitant levels that made it so that almost nobody can afford to live anymore. I know one of the things that I love doing is drive my Mustang. With gas prices the way they are, I don't drive it very much. I mean, it gets like 12, 13 miles a gallon in town. Maybe 18 to 22 on the highway. It uses too much gas with the price of gas the way it is right now. When I bought the car, gas prices were low. I could afford it. I could fill the tank of that thing for $20. Now $20 doesn't even give me half a tank. CNN needs to go to hell, plain and simple. So does MSNBC, Rachel Maddow Disease, and all of the others that are out there. And all these other ones, that, like, I think Brian Stelter is already looking at another job. Why are they being hired by anybody? Probably because they're a name. I don't know. But I know, like, the Wicked Witch of the North here in New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, she, when things started coming out against her and her policies, one of the pictures that came out was in the paper not too long ago, and she looked like she was possessed by the devil. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly true. There are places here in New Mexico where you can go from here in Albuquerque to like Roswell. That's about 300 miles. Most of that is out in the middle of nowhere. There is a part when you turn on 395, which goes down south off of I-40 and goes down south to Roswell, there is a place in there where if you're going in there at nighttime, you can stop in the middle where there's nothing at all and look all around you, and there's not a single light to be seen anywhere. That's about as dark as you can get. And it's like bringing a boy says, New Mexico is still like the frontier. Everything is like 100 miles apart. Yeah. We have areas like that. And it's great. Albuquerque, on the other hand, has grown so much since I first moved here. When I first moved here, when you got to the point where this ground was starting to go up because of the mountains and the foothills, everything stopped there. Roswell's cool. Yes, Roswell is cool. They have every year a festival down there, specifically for the aliens, and it's just awesome. But there are actually several places here in New Mexico, like Roswell with the crash of that UFO in 1947, and then there was another one south of Dulce where there was another part of a crash, and it was like they're starting to figure out that two aircraft came together and crashed and ended up crashing in two different parts, and one of them was in Roswell and the other one was above over by Dulce, which has a huge base out there that's underground. Nobody knows about it, but it's there. And they do a lot of stuff. If you ever watch UFO encounters and things like that, they talk about this a lot. But Roswell is really cool. It's not a big city. It's only like about 40,000 people, I think, at the most. But it's really cool. It's there is a lot of people out there that this whole alien thing is really just all over the place down there. So it's really cool. I remember when we first moved here to Albuquerque, one of the things that my wife didn't like was the fact that we were so close to Roswell. Well, now I'm getting her to the point where she actually kind of wants to go down there and see what it's like. Roswell is cool. And it's real close to Carlsbad Caverns too, which is another neat place. I'm going to have to take my wife to one of these days. But if you go a little bit farther east and south from Roswell is Hobbs, New Mexico. And out there, it's so flat that you can actually see the curve of the earth. It's just awesome out there. But I'm running out of time. And I kind of got on a tangent there, but that's okay. That's a good thing to have happen once in a while, I guess. But we will be back next week as we're running out of time here. And thank you, Bringing a Boy, for being here. And I will talk to you guys next week. I'm going to try to do updates this week for because I wasn't able to this last week. So this week I'm going to try to do them. But I will talk to you all later. God bless you all, and have a great weekend. God bless you all.